And it's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. It's lunchtime. That's right, boys and girls, time to masticate. That's right, and you can engage in a little social intercourse with each other, which we advocate dutifully on the show, or you can get on the phone and engage in social intercourse with me. That's right, I love social intercourse, don't you? 844-769-2944. Who doesn't like to talk? I can just see these, people that don't know the English language very well are going to have a problem with that term. No, it's not CRT, folks. It means talk. And masticate means to chew. So for those of you who have a dictionary handy, you can look that up. In fact, you might even come up with an interesting word you want to share with us. 844-769-2944. Sharing the English language is always fun, especially when you get on the phone and you call us and tell us what's on your mind. We're going to open the phone lines this hour and have a little fun with our audience out there. All you people at WBCR Land 1470 out there in Blount County, Tennessee, and Maryville listening to us, we invite you to get on that toll-free number, 844-769-2944. Call us up, say hi, let us know you're listening. We appreciate that. If you're listening online, your radio station doesn't carry the Power Hour. Well, call them up and tell them, hey, you guys need to carry the show. I mean, obviously, you know, when you have Truth Radio in Maryville, Tennessee, carrying the show must mean something, right? We also want to tell you about the COVID-19 booster shots. The Epoch Times is reporting that the European Union's drug regulator is now expressing doubts about whether a second booster dose of the currently available COVID-19 alleged jab would be a sustainable long-term approach. There is an emergency discussion around the possibility of giving a second booster dose with the same vaccine currently in use. Data has not been generated to support this approach. According to Marco Cavallari, the European Medicines Agency head of vaccine strategy, he says they want to see more data. See, I always want to see the data. Everybody wants to see the data. It's important to see data. I mean, if you don't have the data, how can you make an intelligent decision about buying anything, about injecting anything into yourself? You don't know. Here again, if you all of a sudden get this booster and you start suffering from fatigue, it might mean it's weakening your immune system. Why on earth would you want to do that? All you're doing is making Big Pharma rich. Eric in Nebraska, you are on the phone here with the Power Hour. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, well, I had a question on the Prill beads. Will they get rid of fluoride in the city water? And on the transdermal magnesium, does that go out of condition? Because, that's, you know, I bought some a couple years ago, but didn't seem to get it used. So.
Right. Well, the thing is that this – yeah. Go ahead.
I thought he said you could also drink it. Is that right?
Yep. According to what he's telling me, you can. You take a couple of teaspoons and don't jump in the car and try and drive around because you're going to notice it working. It's like okay. It's like X-Lax and Overdrive. That's what can I say? To answer your question about the Prill, he did make a comment, and you can also, you know, since we archive this on thepowerhour.com, Eric, you can go online and actually listen to what he said. It does eliminate the majority of the fluoride and chlorine from your drinking water. So that, yes, that is a good thing. And yeah, it's, we're talking like in the 80 to 90 percentile of what it will eliminate from your water. It may not eliminate it at all. We do have, you know, certain filtration systems that are out there, that a lot of people like to use. They use reverse osmosis and they have water filtration, that they prefer to use. We've had guests on the show before that have whole house filtration systems you can get if you want to completely eliminate everything. But yes, I understand that as far as magnesium, it does keep you regular.
And also, does it go out of condition? And is there a gel and an oil? Both? I think I ordered the gel for some reason, the transdermal gel. Is there two kinds?
Well, actually,
and you can
the
drink
oil.
Both of them.
Yeah, no, the oil is what I got, and I'm not aware. You have to look at the bottle and see what it says. I always read the contents and read the directions first. But the magnesium oil, actually, what happens is, you know, if I wake up and I have a cramp, a leg cramp, I will actually go in and get some of that oil, put it in my hands, rub my hands together, and massage it into my cramp, and it goes away, like almost within a minute. That's why they call it transdermal. So, you know, I like doing that. That's why I brought it up on the show with Martin, is because of the fact I thought that would be a good thing. And so,
And how long is the shelf life?
Well, my understanding, since it's already suspended in an oil, it's going to last quite a long time. Regular pharmaceuticals, I was told by a pharmacist, last usually around 4 to 5 years, depending on the drug. So I would think since this is in a nice bottle, I would think that you wouldn't have any problem with it, and you would know if it isn't working because you put it on and nothing happens. So then you would know it's probably lived its shelf life. But I would just keep giving it a try.
I think I'll just drink it and get a plan.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
There you go, sir. Thank you much for calling. All right, there you go. Eric in Nebraska, thank you so much for calling the Power Hour. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If they stack up a little bit, just be patient. I promise you, if you call in, I will put you on the air. So if you like to talk, if you like to engage in a little social intercourse, as I term it, you know, the more the merrier. We always like to hear from you, whether you're in Canada or wherever you are. You know, if you can get a hold of this toll-free number, 844-769-2944, we can talk. It works that way. There's all sorts of interesting news this hour that we're going to talk about besides the immune system risks. For those of you in Tennessee, we were just talking about WBCR coming on board, 1470 AM in Blount County, Maryville. They call themselves Truth Radio. Well, Marsha Blackburn, she is such a sweetheart. I love listening to her. She is probably one of the more common sense conservative senators emanating from the state of Tennessee. And she has now come under fire, the left-wing progressive movement, and several in the establishment media have gone ballistic because she has exposed President Biden's judicial nominee, his laundry list of criminal activity. That's right. During his Senate confirmation hearing, Blackburn highlighted recent reports revealed Andre B. Mathis, Biden's nominee to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit, has a criminal record that includes a laundry list of citations and multiple failures to appear in court. In Tennessee, we expect our judges to respect the law, not disregard it, Blackburn said. If Mr. Mathis thought he was above the law before, imagine how he'll conduct himself if he's confirmed as a federal judge. Well, the Democrats attempted to paint Blackburn's criticism of Mathis as a racist attack on a black man. Former NAACP President Cornell William Brooks told CNN, it was extraordinarily painful to watch as an American and as an African American. Well, here again, you have to understand, he's going on CNN. CNN's the only, besides MSDNC, CNN, Communist News Network, that's the only network that will tolerate having people like Cornell William Brooks on, and BLM people on, and Antifa members on, if they so dare to get on. CNN's the one that had the lady on, the Chicago BLM leader, that basically said stealing a Gucci purse is a form of reparations. I'm like, wow, boy, we really. And see, it's the younger people that have gotten off track. That's why we have a youth socialist, Americans for Against Socialism, American students and college students against socialism. Morgan Zegers runs that. We're going to try to get her on the show because we got to educate the younger people, folks, because they're being sucked into this dull type of a system. We all had to work for a living. We all still do work for a living. A lot of us do. A lot of us have part-time jobs because we found out that you just can't live on Social Security alone. That's why I call it social insecurity, because you have absolutely no idea, especially when we get into a thing like what we're in right now with inflation, and there's more month at the end of the money. Not the happiest thing if you're on a fixed income. It's just one of those things that, you know, we have to point out. It just doesn't meet all of your needs, and so some people have to, you know, go to work at Walmart as a greeter, you know, and whatever you do. Please don't wear those shirts that say, ask me a question, because if I walk in the store and I see that, I'm going to come up to you and go, are you my daddy? You don't want to do that. So anyway, that was supposed to be a joke. Kevin McCarthy, you know him. He's the House GOP leader out of California, Republican. He has announced that he is not going to give the January 6th Select Committee. It's not even really a committee. He's not going to give him the time of day. They apparently have subpoenaed him to appear. And he said in his press release, this committee is not conducting a legitimate investigation, as Speaker Pelosi took the unprecedented action of rejecting the Republican members I named to serve on that committee. It is not serving any legislative purpose. The committee's only objective is to attempt to damage its political opponents, acting like the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee one day and the DOJ the next. The committee has demanded testimony from staffers who applied for First Amendment permits. It has subpoenaed the call records of private citizens and their financial records from banks while demanding secrecy not supported by law. It has lied about the contents of documents it has received. It has held individuals in contempt of Congress for exercising their constitutional right to avail themselves of judicial proceedings. And now it wants to interview me, this is McCarthy talking, about public statements that have been shared with the world and private conversations not remotely related to the violence that unfolded at the Capitol. I have nothing else to add. As a representative and leader of the minority party, it is with neither regret nor satisfaction I have concluded not to participate with the Select Committee's abuse of power that stains this institution today and will harm it going forward. And it comes on the same day the committee sent McCarthy this letter requesting he testify about his conversations with President Trump in the days before and after January 6th. You see, it's President Trump that they're going after. And the thing is, the rules say they have to have 13 members on the committee. They only have 9. It's not a legitimate committee. And so these jokers think they're doing everybody a favor, including Liz Cheney. You didn't want to go hunting with her father, Dick. And he's been accused of everything, yet she aligns herself with the opposing party and starts slamming President Trump. Well, you're entitled to your opinion. This is America. I get it. But you better have the data. You better have the facts. Because if you don't have the facts, then you look like a moron. And this is a problem, especially when you're a Supreme Court justice like Sonia Sotomayor, who gets on the little high horse that she's on up there of one of the 9 justices and starts claiming that 100,000 children are hospitalized and ill with COVID when that number is actually only 3,500, according to the CDC. So if you don't get your facts straight, shut the hell up. That's the way I look at it, folks. I don't care if you're a Supreme Court judge or not. Your opinion is not fact. It's your opinion. You're entitled to that. That's why I give you the toll-free number, 844-769-2944, so you can call up and you can tell me what your opinion is, whether we agree to disagree. And that's one of the reasons I had Dr. Naomi Wolf on my show. And there's a lot of people that took issue with her. I've seen some of the blog posts, and they don't like her because she's Democrat. You know what? She's a journalist. She's a constitutionalist. I've seen Tucker Carlson bring progressive leftists on the show. He's even had Naomi Wolf on the show. I think she's a wonderful woman. I really do. I like the way she thinks. But even more so, I like the fact that, one, even though she's not a libertarian or has that persuasion like I do, and is seeing, she's seeing both sides of the aisle for what they are. And she might be yellow dog Democrat, diehard Democrat, whatever you want to call them. I don't care. Labels are labels. It doesn't matter. Not at this point in the conversation. The whole conversation is, one, do you have the facts? Two, do the facts work to your advantage or not? Three, can you carry on a legitimate debate without saying, well, you know, why should I have to tell you if you don't know? I'm just going to turn around and walk away. I'm going to leave the debate altogether because you don't know what you're talking about. Well, if you don't have facts to back up what you're saying and you can't substantiate it where people can actually go and fact check you legitimately, because there are fact checkers out there, as you well know, folks, that fact check the way they want to fact check. And like so many people that go on these websites like Snopes and look up something. Well, you know, we don't know that Snopes isn't giving you incorrect data, folks. We don't know that. So one of these things, you know, is called informed consent. In making a decision, like in taking the jab, making a decision to buy something, which is one of the reasons why we have guest participants on the Power Hour to explain the products that we carry in the Power Mall. Obviously, there's a reason why we do it, and that's to educate. I always want to find out more about pH, 7.35. Did you get that figure down there? That's what the human body is supposed to be at, and if your pH is any higher or lower than that, it's out of balance. So, see, these are things that we're sharing here that it's not an infomercial. It's actual knowledge going forward that you can take and use to make a qualified decision about life, about things. There have been a lot of people that have taken issue with Mitch McConnell, me included. And it's really funny, as Breitbart is reporting, Senator Lindsey Graham cast doubt on the possibility of supporting McConnell again as Senate Republican leader. He was on Sean Hannity last night and declared any future Republican congressional leader has to have a working relationship with President Donald Trump. Well, if that didn't let the cat out of the bag, nothing will. You got Mitch McConnell, who's supposedly, according to Graham, the most consequential Republican since Ronald Reagan. You know, and this is the thing about politicians. They like to stroke each other. But the thing is what is Mitch McConnell doing, giving all these extensions to Chucky? You know, Chucky, the little clown with the knife. You know, they made a movie out of all these horror movies. You know, The Bride of Chucky and all this other stuff. You know, Chucky, you know, he was so a long time ago in favor of filibusters when they work to his advantage. But when they don't, he wants to kill the filibuster when it doesn't work to his advantage. You know, see, this is hypocrisy at its finest, folks. And even Lindsey Graham has done stuff that I take issue with and wonder why voters keep electing him. And so if Donald Trump is going to run again, I know a lot of you out there would like him to come forward and say, hey, I am going to run again. The Republican National Committee has offered me the ticket if I want it. My numbers are high. I did a lot of good for this country. Yes, I sometimes can be a blowhard. Yes, I can't stay off of Twitter. So they banned me. They didn't like me. They didn't like what I had to say. They can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. Remember that movie? A Few Good Men? Yeah, Jack Nicholson ranting and raving on the stand. Well, here's the thing. You know, the liberals can't handle the truth, and they've got nothing to come back with and tell you. Data, factual data, to support their argument. This is just like the lady from BLM saying that we have the right to go in and steal a Gucci purse because we're entitled to reparations. Really? You know how many Irish people were brought over here as slaves? You hear them screaming about reparations? No. I was in Ireland. I see how hard Irish people work and how dedicated they are. It's a whole different mindset over there in Ireland. And then you come over here to the old Boston and you see Irish need not apply. Really? You know, hiring an Irish person, they probably were the hardest workers way back when you actually needed somebody to show up. Because in this day and age, nobody's showing up. There, you see help wanted signs everywhere. People would rather stay at home and get on the dole, especially with these low-paying jobs, which are actually, I mean, McDonald's is offering signing bonuses for crying out loud. You know, what does that tell you? I don't eat at McDonald's. Used to a long time ago till I found out, you know, I had some questions about their food. I mean, J.E. Simplot, I usually, when I went through the McDonald's drive-thru, besides asking the clerk about whether or not he accepted Federal Reserve notes. And the clerk looked at me like, you know, when you whistle at a dog and cock their head from side to side. Or you ask them if they want to go for a walk and they get all excited and wag their tail. Well, this guy kind of looked at me like, well, what are you asking me? Do I take Federal Reserve notes? Hold on, I'll go ask the boss. It's like, okay, you see how the dumb down is working in our educational system? No, they'd rather teach CRT than what a Federal Reserve note is. The fact that it's legal tender for all debts, both public and private, and it's issued by a bank that is neither federal nor a reserve. These are private bankers, folks. You got to read the Jekyll Island book. Got to read that. It's a good book to read if you want to get clued in on the Rothschilds and the Warburgs and everybody else that's involved in that. There's so many people out there that have talked about the Federal Reserve Bank, yet we all take it for granted. You got a dollar bill, hey, it means something. Well, what if the dollar bill is worth 7% less than what it was worth last year? That means that you are buying something that's worth 93 cents in your pocketbook for a dollar. You're losing money. So, like I say, 844-769-2944. You have every opportunity to pick up the phone and talk to us. If you like America First, make America great again. If you think that Donald Trump, if you agree with me that the guy's a little egotistical, I don't take him as a narcissist. I really don't, because it's not all about him. Except, you know, when he gets on these interviews and starts bragging about all the things he did when he was office, I think we already know all that. We have evidence of all that. We don't need to hear the Donald repeat everything again. We already know what he did. We already know what Biden did, writing 44 executive orders, 28 of which undid everything President Trump did when he was in office. Everything that the government touches goes to caca in a handbasket. And so it's one of those things that you understand as a we the people, one of these American citizens who actually you can take the 14th Amendment for what it is. It's civil rights. We all have them. It's under 42 U.S.C. 1983 and 1985, and those are the kinds of cases you bring against government officials when they screw with your civil rights. Some things to be aware of. And like I say, I'm not taking issue with what Trump did when he was in office, except the fact he bought into Fauci's lie. And, you know, when it comes to Trump's false claims, as in the election was not fair, well, U.S. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota is walking into that gray area doing something other Republicans have dared, telling a national audience to get louder on Trump's false claims, wishing more Republicans would join him. He's in his second Senate term. He's been telling local newspapers, radio shows, and Rotary clubs in South Dakota. He checked out the allegations of election fraud made by former President Trump. And while there were some irregularities, they all came up empty of anything that could consider the truth that Trump lost. So here you go, Mr. Rounds. I wonder, Senator Rounds, just exactly how much research you did. When ABC News this week asked the senator to appear on the Sunday show, he jumped on it. Well, of course I will. See, he's on the mainstream media. What does that tell you? When you're calling a former president, you know what he's saying, making false claims. Well, Trump came back and called Rounds a jerk in a statement. Brown stood by what he said and argued there are many more Republicans like him. They need to speak up. You know, maybe we need to just clean house, folks. Besides getting rid of Liz Cheney, maybe we need to clean house in the House and Senate and get rid of these blowhards that are not paying attention to what their constituents want. We the people want to be free. That's what we want. We don't want people, and we don't want a scenario with representatives who don't care what we the people need and want. We have certain needs that are provided to us by the Constitution of the United States. What part of that equation don't these people get? And that's one of the reasons why. And I've got more news after the break. One of the things, 844-769-2944, you can tell me what it is that's on your mind about what's going on in D.C. that irritates you the most. I would love to hear your thoughts on that process. We will take your phone calls after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We're back. 12:32 in the afternoon, Thursday, January 13th, 2022. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. It has been an interesting ride this year so far, hasn't it? You're all just sitting here looking at your paycheck and seeing it dwindle as far as what it will buy. Speaking of what it will buy, believe it or not, the Federal Reserve, remember we were talking about it not being federal? Yeah, and people look at a Federal Reserve note, and they call it a dollar bill. We've been so conditioned. See, it's just like the term vaccine. We're so conditioned to the term vaccine that when we see $1 and we call it a dollar bill and we don't look at what the bill has written on it, it says Federal Reserve note. What is a note? The last time I checked, the definition of a note was a promise to pay. Right? So if you make a promise to pay, it means that you're handing somebody a dollar bill in exchange for a product or something, and you're promising to pay him a dollar. Amazing how that works, isn't it? A little confusing. Well, the Mises Institute is reporting runaway house price inflation continues to characterize the U.S. market. House prices across the country rose an average of 15.8% in October of 2021 from the year before. This is the most recent measuring data we have. U.S. house prices are far over their 2006 bubble peak and remain over that peak even after adjustment for consumer price inflation. And they're going to keep going up at an annual rate of 14 to 16% for the rest of 2021. And they did, according to the AEI Housing Center. Unbelievably, in this situation, the Federal Reserve keeps on buying mortgages. Makes you wonder why they're doing that, right? It buys a lot of them and continues to be the price-setting marginal buyer or big bid in the mortgage market, expanding its mortgage portfolio with one hand and printing money with the other. Isn't that amazing how that works? No wonder China's in so much trouble right now with its economy the way it prints money. This should have stopped a long time ago, but the purchases financed by newly created fiat money or monetization go on. That's right. They proceed at the rate of tens of billions of dollars a month, stoking the house price inflation, making it harder and harder for new families to afford a house. A recent Wall Street Journal opinion piece was entitled How the Fed Rigs the Bond Market. It rigs the mortgage market, too. According to Mises, Ludwig von Mises Institute. That's right. That's what it is. He's an economist, right? He started an institute and they come out with these reports. The balance sheet of the Federal Reserve has grown to a size that would have amazed previous generations of Federal Reserve governors and economists. Although we have become somewhat accustomed to it so fast, so perceptions do adjust. It would also have surprised readers of the Housing Finance International of 5 years ago, and readers of 15 years ago would probably have judged the current reality simply impossible. Over time, we keep discovering how feeble our judgments of what is possible or impossible actually are. Total assets of the Federal Reserve have reached, you ready for this, as of 2021 November, $8.7 trillion. It's amazing how that works. $8.7 trillion. This is about double the $4.5 trillion of November from the previous year, or rather 2016, 5 years earlier. We thought it was really big then. Today's Federal Reserve assets are 10 times what they were in November 2006, 15 years ago, when they were $861 billion. None of them were mortgages. They now own on their balance sheet $2.6 trillion in mortgages, which means about 24% of all outstanding residential mortgages in this whole big country reside in the central bank, which thereby earned the remarkable status of becoming the largest savings and loan institution in the world. Like the historical U.S. Savings and Loans Association, the Federal Reserve owns very long-term mortgages with their interest rates fixed for 15 to 30 years. Gee, what a deal. And neither marks its investments to market in its financial statements nor hedges its substantial interest rate risk. It accounts for its mortgages at par value, not what it paid for them, and separately reports $338 billion of unamortized premiums net of discounts on securities. Presumably, a significant proportion of this is premiums paid on mortgages and thus additional investment in them. Understand, this is one of the reasons why Joseph Meyer on our show warned you to stay put for the next 12 to 18 months and not do anything crazy. Tom in Michigan, how are you, sir?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the, this Federal Reserve. I just got a text and talked about a 10-year challenge. It's, 10 years ago, January 12th, it was $14,700,000,000 and some dollars. And then January 12th this year was $29,700,000,000,000. Okay, this, I don't think it can ever
what
be
is that?
Paid.
Is that our national, is that our national debt? Is that our national debt?
Yes, national debt. But the only point I wanted to make real quick is it looks like we're going towards some kind of default, hyperinflation, bankrupt, whatever you want to call it. I think it would be a perfect time to get rid of the unconstitutional income tax, because there's obviously going to be a lot of chaos, and it would be a good time to put in a constitutional taxing system. I think getting rid of the 17th Amendment at the same time would work. But
yeah, have you talked to your senators and congressmen about that yet?
I'm about to call my senators. My representative is Rashida Tlaib, and okay.
Let me guess, you didn't vote for her, right?
I've been thinking about calling her office. You know, I don't want to end up with a bunch of Mohammeds over here throwing, cocktails through my window either,
Oh, my. Oh my! Yeah, none of us. It's not the Mohammeds I'm so much worried about, because I don't think it's the Mohammeds that are going to do that, because a lot of them escaped to come here because they wanted to be free and not to be persecuting. Now, if you're in a different situation, like in some parts of Minneapolis, where they have a huge Somali population, that I might worry about, because the police in Minneapolis really are turning a blind eye, I think, deliberately to that whole thing, and crime is crazy in those neighborhoods. But again, we're not talking about the same kind of instance that got Lauren Boebert in trouble when she made some comment about the fact that the senator from Minnesota, who apparently got in here on the good graces of her brother, had a backpack on in an elevator, and well, she wasn't wearing a backpack and got chewed out for it. So, hopefully people understand what you're talking about people who are adverse to our way of life and our way of thinking would possibly revolt when most of them came here to get away from the oppressive governments that they're here trying to escape in the first place. So we appreciate your call, Tom. Thanks so much. So the instance, and I'm not a racist, folks, when it comes to referring to people throwing Molotov cocktails as Mohammeds, it's not necessarily those people over in Iran that yell death to America, because there are Iranians here that are peace-loving business people. Now, do they treat all of us white folk fairly? Well, some of them do, some of them don't. Just depends. It's the person, folks. This is why I always tell you, as far as who you vote for, he lives in Rashida Tlaib's district, right? Well, Rashida Tlaib, I don't agree with. There are a lot of progressives out there that obviously agreed with her so much they put her in office. And if she's going to make all these comments about letting all these criminals out and pardoning everybody and emptying out all of her prisons, well, there is something wrong with that logic. And so I really don't think that, all the people that are in prison are the kind of people that we want let out on the street, especially if they've committed heinous crimes. And so this leads me to my next diatribe. Believe it or not, Joe Biden, according to Gateway Pundit, the Biden administration built a concrete security wall around the White House this week. Oh, my God. It's not clear why they believe the construction of the wall is necessary. It's funny, they put it around the White House, yet our southern borders are open. Illegal immigrants are flooding into the country at record levels. Even Gateway Pundit makes note of that. Here we thought walls don't work. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. These people are all hypocrites. Remember what the Bible says, professing themselves wise, they became fools, and God handed them over to a reprobate mind. Understand who you're dealing with. This is right out of Romans chapter 1, folks. So understand that there are biblical principles in everything this country was founded on. Our founding fathers were very spiritual people. There is a difference between religion and a very specific purpose for the term spiritual. Spiritual is God-loving, God-fearing, law-abiding. Religious is man's God biz. Religion is following somebody else's philosophy. And you know what happened to all those people in Jonestown? They were following somebody's philosophy too, and they all drank the Kool-Aid. I mean, it's no different, politics and religion these days. Everybody believes in something. But this is why I say you've got to research the candidate in this day and age, because the great resorting is here. This week, to show you how some of our candidates that have been elected are so corrupt. The incoming New York City Mayor Eric Adams, the supposed rational corrective to the uber-radical outgoing Mayor Bill de Blasio, announced he's going to allow legislation to proceed allowing local voting for 800,000 non-citizens. What about the citizens? Don't they feel just a tad disenfranchised? But you people elected him as your mayor. He's a former cop. And he wants to stack the deck by letting all these non-citizens have the ability to cast a vote. You want to do that in New York City? Wow, it's no wonder that city is going to hell in a handbasket. The same week, the legislature in California took up a bill that would establish single-payer health care in the state, paying for the increase in cost by essentially doubling taxes. Did you hear that all there out there in the gold rush state? Americans have been fleeing the most liberal states in mass numbers, and they're projected to increase even more, especially after garbage like this is going on. Here's the statistics, folks. You always wonder about the shift. It's like people that are being foreclosed on, and we have the old saying, the funny, better call U-Haul. You know, and I'm not plugging them because that's what people do when they don't have any money and they can't pay their mortgage and they move out of their house. Sadly, in 2008 and 9, when this whole mortgage debacle occurred, 97.5% of all those served with foreclosure notices, and this is my own research here because that was in my book, Cloud of Titles, which is available on the Power Mall. My research has shown 97.5% or better of the people who were served with foreclosure notices, better call U-Haul, packed up their stuff and moved out and left the house to the bank, not realizing that there is a provision in the mortgage document or deed of trust, depending on what state you're in. There is a provision there that talks about abandonment. And when you leave your house and you pack up and the lender deems the house is empty or vacant, guess what you've just done? You've just given the lender free rein to come in and take it and sell it. People need to wake up and start understanding if you're going to move out of your house and you haven't made an attempt to do a workaround with your lender, you have not done everything you can as a right-thinking American to fix your problem. You'd rather have a pity party. You'd rather pack up your stuff and move out and say, woe is me, I live in a tent city. Is that right? That's not what Americans stand for, folks. We are resilient. We bounce back. We always bounce back. How many times? I mean, I even have gone through my little funks in life, and I bounce back. That's why I'm here exhorting all of you. And understand that between July 20 and 21, 352,198 residents of New York State packed up and boogied to warmer climates. Over the same period, D.C. lost 2.9% of its population. California lost more, 367,299 people via net domestic migration. Illinois, another failing blue state, saw a net domestic outmigration of 122,460 people. Folks, the van lines keep up with this stuff. So does U-Haul. And where do all these blue state refugees go? You can answer that question, can't you? To the red states, of course.
How now? They're going to the red states. Curses.
Texas picked up 170,307 Americans migrating from other areas. They did. Florida picked up more. 220,890 people wanted to move to the Sunshine State. You know, and you got to leave your mentality there. If you're moving away because you didn't like what you had in the blue state, don't bring your philosophy to the red state. The reason the red states are successful is because they don't subscribe to blue state philosophy and blue state politics. That's one of the reasons why they're doing so well, why people have jobs, why the economies are flourishing. Arizona even picked up 93,026 people. Idaho had the fastest annual population increase in the nation. That's right, folks. You're picking up, moving up there, then our heels. They are. The only region of the country to gain population was the South, which now holds 38%, 38.3 to be exact, of the total population of the United States, and which picked up 657,682 Americans migrating from different areas. Guess where the least populated region of the U.S. is? You already know the answer to that, don't you? Northeast saw a net population decrease of 365,795 residents. It's amazing how the Daily Signal can come up with all that stuff. A net increase in population in the West was due to births and international migration, not domestic moves. And it's not just people voting with their feet, folks. It's companies. Believe it or not, the little left-wing media Facebook parent company, Meta, just signed the largest ever lease in downtown Austin for floors 34 through 66 of the tallest tower in the city. Elon Musk has relocated his company headquarters. We've seen it. I've driven by it to Austin, outside Austin, east of Austin. He's actually moved there. He's living there now. This is Tesla. The own Daily Wire relocated in 2020 from California to Nashville, Tennessee. In other words, red state governance is a magnet. Blue state governance is a disaster, according to the Daily Signal. Would you agree or disagree? You still have a minute to call 844-769-2944 and get your word in edgewise. Blue states cannot change course. They simply cannot jettison their adherence to these failed ideas like single-payer health care or voting for illegal immigrants. To do so would to acknowledge error. Well, we can't do that. We can't admit we were wrong. No, we don't do things like that. We're blue state people. So instead, they're banking on unearned moral superiority, virtue signaling, to fill the gap where good governance should be. Thus, red states are grandma-killing hellholes where blue state legislators vacation. Just all I have to do is point a finger at AOC. That little gas bag went down to Miami and got herself a dose of COVID. Here, I was hoping it'd be the clap, but that'd be too much to ask. Red states are brutal suppressors of voting rights where Stacey Abrams wants to run for governor again. Amazing how the hypocrisy just flows into the red states. Filled with vicious dog-eat-dog trickle-down capitalists who have to be taxed to pay for national spending programs. This is the way they think in D.C. if you're a Democrat. None of this is going to convince Democrats to vote Democrat. A lot of them are going to quit. They're going to join. They're going to go somewhere else. Americans will not vote Democrat. They just won't do it. It's not designed that way. They banked on a consistent electoral strategy since former President Barack Obama's 2012 victory. The strategy of driving out a base comprised of minority voters and college-educated women. But that strategy is collapsing. If Hispanic voting trends continue to move steadily against the Democrats, the pro-democratic effect of non-white population growth is going to be blunted, if not canceled out, in its entirety. The very influential Democratic theory of their whole case falls apart. So, and it's falling apart in real time, folks. The Democrats cannot get out of this tailspin. It's like a flat spin they talk about in Top Gun. Once you get in that, you're not getting out of it. The Democrats are too invested in the lie that their programs are popular to notice how many Americans are calling U-Haul. That's your great resort message for today. Prince Andrew has gotten himself in a lot of hot water. That's right. You ready for this? RT is reporting a Manhattan court has given the go-ahead for Virginia Giuffre's sexual assault case against the UK's Prince Andrew. The prince's lawyers tried to have the case dismissed due to a settlement between Giuffre and Jeffrey Epstein. U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan ruled on Wednesday Giuffre's civil case against Andrew can move ahead to trial. You saw what the Goldman family did to and the Brown family did to O.J. Simpson in a civil trial in L.A., didn't you? Giuffre claims that the deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and his recently convicted girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell trafficked her to the Duke of York for sex on three separate occasions when she was 17 years old. Oops. Andrew, what have you done? Oh, my goodness. And what have we done here? The Royal Mint has released a new Prince Andrew commemorative 50 pence piece. It's an actual joke. It's got the Queen putting her hand over her face going, oh, my God, not again. Earlier this month, the prince's legal team pressed the judge to dismiss the case after it emerged Epstein paid Giuffre $500,000 in a settlement, which she agreed not to sue anybody linked to the convicted people who could be a potential defendant. Kaplan, however, sided with Giuffre's lawyers, who argued the agreement was only signed for Epstein's benefit, not that of a third party like Prince Andrew. And as such, the prince's motion to dismiss was denied in all respects. Andrew, of course, denies the allegations, insisted he doesn't recall ever even meeting Giuffre. The royal maintained his denial even after being shown a photograph of himself and Giuffre together in London during a BBC interview in 2019. More recently, he accused Giuffre of seeking a payday from the case. Well, they always say that. Trial now moves to what may be a lengthy phase of discovery and deposition should the two parties fail to reach a settlement. During this phase, other members of the British royal family may be summoned to testify. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Queen Elizabeth? What is she, 96 now? 97? Oh, why could, you know, what did the Queen know? I would hate to put that little lady through that. You know, and she's a monarch. Everybody loves her. They keep electing, you know, it's no electing. I mean, she's there. She's there for the rest of her life. She did a lot of good for the country when she was younger. The Democrats, are you ready for this? If you're in D.C., I don't know what it is about the D.C. crowd that just gets crazier by the minute. Gateway Pundit is reporting Democrats are going to ram through their right to cheat voting bill today. They're going to try. The new law is going to legalize midnight drop boxes, criminal ballot harvesting, and no voter ID laws. It'll be the end of the great American experiment. After they allegedly won the most votes ever with their uninspiring basement candidate, Joe Biden, they somehow feel the need to legalize cheating in elections. Seems a bit odd, according to Gateway Pundit. After today, Democrats are going to demand ID cards and vaccine passports to walk through the streets of Washington, D.C., but voter ID is going to be done away with, right? You see something wrong with that logic? I know you're all sitting there shaking your head. Yes, like the dog in the back window. You know those little bobblehead dogs you see in the driver in front of you? And then you got this schmuck putting up a concrete security wall around the White House. I am telling you, I still am trying to figure this guy out, where he's coming from. This guy is really a mental case. And I don't know whether to feel sorry for him, given everything that he's done. All I have to do, when I start to feel sorry for the guy, I look up the 44 executive orders that he signed, 28 of which undid all of the good things that President Trump did that he still brags about. If they would have just left them in place, that's all they would have had to do. Just leave them in place. It would have been good. But see, when there's still some debate about this, and you can call me. We've still got a couple minutes left, 844-769-2944 to take your call, because in about 3 minutes, I'm out of here. But I still have time to take your call if you want to chime in. One of the things that really gets me about all of the stuff that Trump did, the worst thing he did in my book, was he bought into Fauci's lie. Because this stuff, we had a caller yesterday, Rita, she called yesterday and was reminding us about the papers that were out showing that as early as 2017 or 15 or 16 or whatever the case, it was before the fact, before we even had COVID. They had already been writing white papers about it, and the fact they'd been doing gain of function, and they came up with an animal that Fauci turned around, got on TV, and unzipped his fly. I mean, that's worse than the senator from New York or the congressman from New York that, you know, whipped his out and took a picture of it. You know, he unzipped his fly and, oh, did he paint a nice pretty picture? It looks like President Trump is going to have a pandemic to deal with. How did he know that? Because this gain-of-function research had already manifested itself into a coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, and it was already out before Fauci even opened his mouth. It was there. It was there just like the Patriot Act was there on the shelf, waiting to be put into Congress and passed and signed by President Bush before 9/11 happened. You got to wonder about these alleged false flag attacks, and especially with 9/11, about those 20 different structural engineers and scientists that all looked at this and said, hey, wait a minute, they may have hit the towers, but when these towers went down, that was a controlled demolition. These are people that know what a controlled demolition looks like. And if you see pictures of other controlled demolitions and you look at the pictures of the South and North Tower collapsing, and then, of course, WTC, what is the BBC doing reporting that WTC 7 collapsed 30 minutes before it actually did? Unless they knew it was going to happen. Got to wonder about these false flag attacks. They're going, Dave, now you're playing conspiracy theory again. Am I really? Did they not, in fact, all collapse? That's not a conspiracy theory. That's fact. It did happen. And then we went to war. And then we took out Saddam Hussein. And we created a political vacuum in Iraq and basically crapped all over the Middle East. Yes, we like to play world police to everything when we should be minding our own business. Well, as long as you're out today minding your own business, do good unto others. And remember, God loves you, and may God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.